Blog Talk Radio.
You are my protector, and you are my provider, and my deliverer. There's no other help I know. You are my protector, and you are my provider, and my deliverer.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Grace Nurture. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ, located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Words of encouragement for today will be presented by Brother Ben Griffin. The message is entitled Love, Salvation, and You in 2022 and comes from John chapter 15, verses 11 through 17. I know that this is going to be amazing as he closes us out for 2021 right before the New Year's Eve. So I ask that you stop whatever it is you are doing. You find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us on today. Immediately following words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Griffin, you are on the air.
Good morning, Sister Danielle, and all those who have tuned in on today. Today is the day the Lord has made. Let's rejoice and be glad in it. Today's discussion, love, salvation, and you. And 2022. This is so significant and relevant to us because when we talk about you, you need to, or you're entitled to, or you ought to receive love and maintain your salvation. But also you, which includes me, are to express and allow others to experience love and acquire salvation. And so we have a job before us in 2022. Continuously loving one another, loving ourselves, enjoying our salvation, but also allowing others the opportunity to enjoy and express and experience salvation and love as well from you and I. The writer says in John 15, beginning at verse 11, "These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no man than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all that I have heard from me, my Father, I made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit and that your fruit should abide, so that whatsoever you ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. These things I command you, and so that you will love one another." There's five point of emphasis or references I wanted to share with us on this morning in these passages here. First, we want to look at reciprocity. In verse 11 through 13, the Lord wants to be full of joy, and he wants you and I, and more precisely, those whom you're speaking with then, to be full of joy. Joy comes from love. Love is about joy. But we want to reciprocate. If I'm willing to love you, you should be willing to love me, because Christ said, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you." The Lord wants us to reciprocate love. As he loved us, he wants us to allow others to receive love and to be loved. And then he says, "Greater love has no man than this, that someone lay down his life for his friend." That is, provide them rescue and salvation and opportunity to live before God. The Lord is not asking you and I to literally, physically, to lay down our life, but if that comes to that point, maybe some are willing to do that. But there are some challenges that we have in life that may cause for embarrassment, shame, disappointment, loss of friendship, spoken ill of, ignored. You don't have to physically die to experience anything, but they might be hurtful. But we must be willing to allow ourselves to be humiliated, embarrassed, or disregarded or ignored. We won't die from those, or your feelings will be hurt. But are you willing to do that in order to express love and give others opportunity to receive and experience salvation? Greater love has no man than this, that lay down his life for his friend. Go all out for our friends. We have plenty of friends, and many of our friends are not saved. Oh, yes, we say we love them, but how have we expressed that love? Or have we gone to extra mile away to not say invade, but to impact their lives with the gospel of Christ? And then it says, "You are my friends." That's relationship. We find that it says, "You are my friends if you do what I command you." Of course, it's no wrong with having a friendship that's based on condition, but it's relationship. And then there's recognition. "No longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you friends, for all that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you." Now this relationship is not just an acquaintance. You are now a brother or a sister in Christ. You're part of the family. And now being part of the family, your once acquaintance can be in on all that we discuss around the Lord's table. And in our own personal lives, they even get closer to you and I, because not only are they our acquaintance, they are our brothers and sisters in Christ. And so we recognize them differently. But then there's responsibility. that you placed upon them because God placed it upon you and I is to go out and bear fruit. That is, live a good Christian life, but also go out there and reproduce yourself, bring more fruit into the house of God. And in doing so, that's required for us to be responsible. But in doing that, the writer says, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. See, as children of God, the Father listens to the children, and he rewards the children, and we all rejoice. So these things I command you so that you love one another. And so when we talk about these five attributes of this John chapter 15, 11 through 17, there's reciprocity. There's relationship in verse 14. There's recognition in verse 15. There's responsibility in verse 16. And there's reward in verse 16 and 17. But sometimes we don't understand the significance of salvation, and even among ourselves, simply because we have been in the Lord's way in the church for quite some time, and we have perhaps gotten to the point that, okay, yes, it's important, but how important is it? Well, just briefly, I'd like to say that when we talk about salvation, we understand we have to love one another to a point that we were willing to go out our way to give them the opportunity to be saved. But phase one of salvation is involved past tense of salvation. That is, we're saved from the sin's penalty. And so we've been saved some time ago when Jesus died on the cross, but now we're going to take advantage of the fact that he laid down his life for us. For him. Like, for instance, someone said, well, I paid for your dinner. I paid for your lunch in advance. But how do you affect that by going and get the lunch? Jesus died on the cross for our sins. Our past sins have been taken care of. How do we benefit from it? Well, this is accomplished when one has believed in the person and work of Jesus Christ and obeyed the gospel of Christ. So you're no longer in the world, but you still must work on your salvation. So this brings us to the present tense of salvation. And it has to do with present deliverance over the reigning power of sin or the carnal nature of power in the lives of believers. That is, from day to day, you and I wrestle with doing right and wrong. But God has given us believers, as believers when we were baptized, the Holy Spirit. And the Spirit indwells in us on a daily basis. And when that Spirit gives us this this nudge, don't do that, don't say that, don't go there, and we ignore it, now we have a problem. But when we succumb to that nudging of the Spirit, oh, it's a great day in our life. And this occurs daily, weekly, monthly, yearly, as we live the present tense of salvation. But then there's a future tense of salvation, and that is, which refers to the future deliverance of all believers in Christ. We all will experience this through a glorified, resurrected body. It contemplates that the once and for all saved from the penalty of sin, and while now being delivered from the power of sin, the believers in Christ will yet be saved into full conformity to Jesus Christ. That's the everlasting life. And so, yes, salvation is a done deal in one way, in another way, is something to continuously work on and appreciate, in knowing that you can lose that safe place with the Lord if we're not living right for him. And so love promotes us to do all the right things for all the right reasons. Salvation is something we must continue to work on and enjoy so we continue to experience it. But when it comes to you, myself, we must learn to love one another, learn to allow one another to experience salvation, and we can experience, enjoy love and salvation ourselves. But also in 2022, let us give everyone, all of our so-called acquaintances and friends, the privilege of having experienced what love is and what salvation is through you and I. So may God bless us and may God keep us as we look at love, salvation, and you in 2022. Let us pray. Merciful God, we're so thankful for today. We open trust that we've said a few words in this lesson this morning that will spur us on as we cross over shortly into another year, if it does occur, allow us to be there, but with different mindset and different attitude, that we understand the significance of love and how we are to reciprocate, how love is to promote relationship, how love is to promote recognition, responsibility, and certainly reward, but also let us allow others to be saved who aren't saved because we are promoted and driven by love. And as we continue to love you and you love us, we reciprocate that love, and we are to spread that love abroad, give others opportunity to experience what love is and establishing this through our efforts. We pray, Heavenly Father, that you can continue to be with each family in the Lord's church and those who are ministering families, whether you're a preacher or a deacon or elder or just a great member of the body of Christ, that you give them the strength to carry on and do your will and do your work. We pray for our young people who are off in college that they remember what they was taught and that seed comes up in times of challenge, that we as parents continue to stay in the lives of our children who are going off into an environment that just don't understand what the Lord is about. It's our responsibility still to help our children to grow in grace and truth. God, we pray for a great day, a mighty day. This is, we ask in your Son Christ's name. Amen.